A little notice anti-terrorism bill, quietly making its way through Congress, is raising fears of a new affront on activism and constitutional rights. The Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act was passed in an overwhelming 400-6 House vote last month. Critics say it could herald a new government crackdown on dissent and infiltration of universities under the guise of fighting terrorism. The bill would establish two government-appointed bodies to study, monitor, and propose ways of curbing what it calls homegrown terrorism and extremism in the United States. The first body, a national commission, would convene for 18 months. A university-based, quote, Center for Excellence would follow, bringing together academic specialists to recommend laws and other measures. Critics say the bill's definition of extremism and terrorism is too vague and is its mandate even more broad. Under a false veil of expertise and independence, they say the government-appointed commissions could be used as ideological cover to push through harsher laws. Following last month's approval in the House, the Senate version is expected to go before the Judiciary Committee this week. Two guests join us now in the Firehouse studio. Kamau Franklin is an attorney with the Center for Constitutional Rights. CCR has been closely following the measure. And Jessica Lee with us. She's a journalist with The Independent, put out by the New York Indie Media Center. She has an extensive piece in the latest issue of The Independent. It's called Bringing the War on Terrorism Home. Congress considers how to disrupt radical movements in the United States. Jessica, let's begin with you. Lay out what this bill is.
Sure. Thank you for having me. When I first heard about this bill, I immediately did a Google News search, and I was alarmed to find that no media was talking about it whatsoever. And so I looked into the bill, and there were two things that immediately jumped out at me. The first was that there's a broad use of definitions, and the second is, who would they study? What does this mean? And so I'd first like to point out the two definitions that many people I interviewed had problems with, and if you wouldn't mind me just reading them. The first is violent radicalization. This term means the process of adapting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. Many people I interviewed were very concerned about this. And the second definition, which is homegrown terrorism, talks about the planned use, threatened use of force or violence by a group to intimidate or coerce the government of the United States. And when you think about these definitions, what does that mean? And when you look at the activism going on today, is there planned use of force or coercion going on? When you look at what's going on in Olympia with individuals sitting down and blocking war shipments, when you look at Code Pink going into Congress and disrupting activities, could this be included in this definition? And that's what I went out to try to find in this article.
Mm-hmm. Kamau Franklin, your concerns.
Somewhat, as Jessica stated, the broad definitions allow for new laws that can be passed that can basically equate social justice activism, civil disobedience to terrorism in some ways. So in the past, if someone got charged for blocking a street and they got charged for disorderly conduct or obstruction of governmental administration, now, if after this commission is done, if new laws are passed with the broadness of the definitions, the feds can now say, well, wait a minute. You threaten the use of violence or threaten the use of force. And that by itself can mean that we can now charge you with federal terrorist crimes because we don't agree with the type of demonstration that you were doing. We don't agree with the point of view that you were having. So it's the broad baseness, the breadth, the scope of the inquiry, which is really threatening for potential activists, people concerned with social justice issues and civil libertarians, something that people should really, really be concerned about.
Talk about the groups you see targeted.
Well, I see groups as folks that have come out against the globalization, anti-globalization activists, social justice activists, animal rights activists. I think the breadth is astounding in terms of like what can be covered. I don't think there's any limits placed on who can be targeted by this particular act. I think certain groups have already been singled out, like folks who are fighting against some of the globalization measures that are happening. And I think that's really going to be scary because the sponsors of this bill are really targeting dissent more than they're targeting anything else.